already recording?
I think so. Oh my god, now you made me nervous. Yeah, we have been.
Okay, great. Okay.
That's fucking funny.
Hi.
Hi. And welcome to another episode of
Drag Trash. I looked at us.
Where we're trash and you're drag.
And you're a drag.
And we're gonna drag the trash out.
Trash day. Here to pick it up.
It is trash day. When's your trash day?
Tuesdays.
I don't remember. You didn't ask me, but I was already there with it.
I never reciprocate this question. I play like I'm in that fucking like Vanity Fair or like Vogue 74 questions. I only answer.
That's okay.
I only answer.
Because I'm asking you the question, so.
It's not very considerate.
To whom, me?
Yeah.
I don't care. I'll come up with a billion questions. Oh. What do you want to know?
I don't care. Well, a billion is like a challenge.
Hot dogs or hamburgers?
Chocolate vanilla.
Chocolate vanilla.
Yeah,
strawberry. Or cashew.
Strawberry.
Yeah, I think me too.
Yeah. That was an interesting choice though.
I don't know.
Hot dogs or hamburgers?
I was going to say pistachio.
Oh.
Pistachio or strawberry. It was a different nut.
Yeah, those are both nuts.
Are they?
Pistachios and cashews are. Okay. Yeah, I thought you were saying strawberries and pistachios are both nuts.
I know a strawberry is a fruit.
Forget. You know a fruit when you see a forget.
Hello,
Hi,
everybody.
I'm Queen James.
I'm Millie Monroe. You know what I was thinking about earlier?
What?
You know how last week, it might have been the week before, Lexi Love got real mad. Lexi Love, Drag Race.
About her costume?
No. Well, there was that.
That's coming.
I'm so excited. Design challenges are my favorite.
Honestly, though, it's where the rubber meets the
swim.
Road.
You swink or swim. You swink or swim.
You swink or swim.
But listen.
It's where the real drag queens come out and where the buyers go under.
Listen.
Yeah.
No. No, I think buyers can be very good at it too.
Okay. I'm gonna defend buyers here and myself to say that sometimes there is an advantage to not knowing how to construct a garment.
Because you're not boxed.
You're not boxed in. And you're not trying so hard to like sew everything and close everything up.
Right.
You're like, I just need to have something, and you say this every time. I just need to have something that looks complete when I walk out there for 30 seconds.
And looks good.
And that's it. And you know what? I can fucking pin and glue shit like
that's
that together enough to
that's
get by.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Excited.
Ooh, me
excited.
Too. Oh, and it's unconventional materials, which are the best. When they're like, here's 80 yards of fabric, we're like, all right. Like.
Yeah, because honestly, I'm sorry, but most of those queens are not going to be able to transform the fabric in a way that isn't like, well, you pick the ugly fabric,
it
so you're going to make
boring.
An ugly dress.
Yeah, it makes like a simple dress or something draped on a corset, which is fine, but it's just like, okay, you're trying to be a designer. When you do the unconventional, they start thinking unconventionally, and then you get bigger drag stuff. I think it
you
just
get weird.
Gets a better challenge.
I'm also, though, the fan of the costumes.
You mean like when they do like
costume-y.
A regular...
Costume-y. Like,
oh, yes. It's like bigger,
fashion,
different. Yeah, like trash. Put stuff on there. Yes. That's a hard line.
It is a hard line.
And I feel like it was easier back in the day. And then Drag Race did push fashion so much. Mm-hmm. I mean, this show really is modeled after Project Runway.
They use the same music.
They use the fucking same incidental music they do.
Are they the same producers?
I think that, and this is, I think that right, Drag Race got on the air when Project Runway was like peak reality TV show for like queer people. Because obviously like The Amazing Race and Survivor were out there, but that's not our community. I mean, yes,
I do
but
love
you know what
Survivor.
I'm saying? Like it's just straight up for the queers.
I hear you.
And I think that they got in there and were like, because there's like maybe a package of incidental music that Project Runway uses from one artist. And I think they got in there and they got a few tracks.
I think you're right.
And Project Runway didn't buy it all. It's almost the exactly same.
Go back and watch.
Go back and watch it.
We dare you to.
You doing good?
I see this.
Oh, get her. Get
it's,
a
it's fine. Real excited.
Oh, it's going to be good. Who do you think is going to flop?
Sam Star. I just don't like her.
Do you think that she does not have... Because I feel like she's scrappy. Even though she's very, like...
Fight you.
Well, and that.
Yeah.
And, like, Scrappy, like, she's going to be able to pull a look together.
I know she is. They're all going to.
Well, also, Trinity's so good at that stuff. Like, she's
that's right.
Very
that's
good
right.
at that
she
stuff.
She was.
Not that that's an indicator for your daughter, but, mm-hmm. like, hopefully she would be a little trained.
I like how you keep trying to bring up Trinity so that you're, like,
remember that that's her daughter, because it's not Alyssa. Put a disclaimer in the video.
Did you really?
Yes.
I didn't even see it, and yeah, I watched it.
In the first video.
No, that's really funny. No, what I was gonna say about Lexi Love is a couple episodes ago when she was like, I don't think if your first time was in drag, it was Halloween, that you're not doing drag and you're not doing this, you're disrespecting, blah, blah, blah. I really wanted to fight her at that moment. I really wanted to say, you know, I disagree. I think there are many times where gay children feel comfortable being something different than what they actually are on Halloween.
Correct.
Because literally Halloween is the one night a year that anybody can be anything.
Yeah.
And so, like, the fact that you think it's bad that we got into drag the first time on Halloween.
Well, listen, fighting words.
Liberation.
Do you know?
For the women.
I don't remember exactly what should liberate them. Well, and it's just like so many drag queens get their start there too. Like they feel the pussy on Halloween.
And I understand where she's coming from. That's like her drag is coming from a place of pure trauma almost.
Well, I also
right?
remember, I remember this now. She was talking about it in the sense of like, this is my only source of income. This yes. is my whole life.
But not, she has a day job.
And you all, that's right. Never mind.
But she went, but yeah.
It's still her whole yes, life in yes. a way. And she's like, you all kind of get to dip in and out. And that's where I heard it. I was like, okay, that's fine. But at the end of the day, everybody's drag is valid, right?
Right.
And like, we're doing different drag. So yeah, I mean, it was just kind of a hot take where I was like, all right, girl, go off.
She was feeling a certain way. She's about to feel a certain way tonight.
Oh, girl.
Tonight. Anyways, I just had to get that off my chest. It's been bothering me ever since we said that. Saw that.
I mean, it makes sense. Why you'd be upset. I'd be upset too, if I remembered.
I don't really care. I mean, look at us. Trash.
Trash. Trash, what are you gonna do?
Look at this.
Whew, it's starting to get a little warm in here.
Do you know what happened this week? You do not know what happened this week.
I don't.
Something ended. Ended completely finito incantatum.
Like out of our universe?
No. I mean, it stopped.
Oh, okay.
There's no more new ones being produced.
What?
911 Lone Star. It ended this week.
Go off.
Can I tell you?
I'll give you the floor.
Can I tell you? Okay, first off, we didn't know it was back. Because, like, they went on hiatus for winter break.
Oh, gotcha.
And then there were only, after Christmas, we knew that there were only 3 episodes left. 12 episode season. Right?
Oh.
And we were like, okay.
So they're really trying to get them off the
air.
Oh,
my God. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's just a lot of money. It's an expensive show. Lots
I'm gonna
of effects.
I'm going to pluck these for you.
Thank you.
Because they're not.
They're making me crazy.
And they're not going to go anywhere.
They're making me crazy.
And then that one's got to go too.
Thank you. So anyways, if you don't know what Reno 911, if you not know,
if you don't know what Reno 911
is, Rob Lowe is a fire chief captain and it takes place in Austin and they do, it's a morality play for an hour. We're praising Jesus. We're doing the whole thing. I love it. Anyways, he has a gay son. He's not
it's
praising
relevant.
Jesus. The guy, Hoyt Thornberry, you remember him from True Blood? Hoyt Thornberry?
No.
Really tall play? One. He dated Jessica, the redhead.
Okay, yeah.
He's in it.
Okay.
Okay, so we're watching these 3 episodes. Tuesday night was the finale, and we said, we're behind 2 episodes. We're going to save the finale and watch the first 2 episodes. Mm. My mouth was on the floor for 2 hours.
What did they do?
Oh, my God. It was like wedding, death, cancer, alcoholic, all within 30 minutes. And we were like bracing, okay? And it was bam, bam,
wait,
bam.
This is the finale?
This was...
You have one more.
This was the 3 episodes before the finale. 3 episodes before the finale, Judd developed an alcohol problem because Grace is on a mission trip and she can't talk to him. And
love that they kept that plot line like they were going to get 12 more episodes to flesh it out and they stuck it in anyway.
Exactly.
Wow.
And so, she's on a mission trip and he was trying to get
Jesus?
A sign from God, that blah, 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 blah.
This really is Jesus.
Oh my God. And
I
so,
not, I thought
Judd,
you were joking.
No. So, Rob Lowe has to go and live with him to make sure he doesn't drink anymore because he's drinking on the job.
Okay.
And they went into a bullet factory that caused pot on fire.
Shut the fuck
up. And he was, and Hoyt Thornberry.
Were they just literally like, pew, pew, pew,
yeah,
pew.
He was like, I'll got it. I'll go save him. And he's walking through and it's like, boing, boing. And he comes out. He's drunk, first off. He's drunk at the
job. In a bulletproof vest.
Well, he's a firefighter, but yes. But they come out, he saves the people, and he opens up his thing, and it's riddled with bullet holes. And they're like, girl.
You're dead.
Get your shit together. And so, anyways, that was the third from last episode. You know what happens in the second episode? Second to last episode?
What?
They all get an alert on their phone that there is a meteor headed for Austin.
Yeah, and just Austin.
Yeah, it's headed directly for Austin, but they don't know what it's going to do once it hits the atmosphere.
Could burn up, could not. That's crazy. I guarantee you they wrote that a week ago because you know about that new comet,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That city-sized comet?
Yeah. Well, you know what happens when it hits the atmosphere?
What?
Well, okay, before that...
Does it, like, detonate in the atmosphere?
Well, okay, no.
Punches a hole.
It, like, explodes into a million pieces, right? And it hits a nuclear reactor facility, and so Rob Lowe has to go and push the scramble button, or else the entire facility is going to blow up and cause a nuclear explosion. This is the last episode. He is reaching for that button with 10 minutes to go in the series finale. 10 minutes to go. He's trying to reach for that
button. What are they going to do after that 10 minutes is up for that finale?
Can I tell you?
Tying up loose strings.
Can I tell you? Oh, okay, spoilers.
Okay, spoilers.
Spoilers. Tommy, she is the paramedic captain.
Pickles.
Yeah. She was in Firefly.
Okay.
She, beautiful.
Yeah.
She has cancer.
Of course.
She developed cancer this season.
Right. Two episodes ago.
Was going through chemo. Saw her dead husband in a dream.
Right.
Said, I have to go help these people. Gets on the bus and goes and helps the nuclear reacting facility. And she performs an emergency drill hole into this guy's head.
No.
So that his brain...
bleeds.
So that, yeah, yeah.
So it doesn't
so
create,
he can tell them where the scramble button is. And oh my God. And she dies. She drills the hole and she goes... That's it. And then Rob Lowe goes and he's like...
Do we know how she dies yet? She's passed out.
Cancer. And so she's going through chemo. It's
took her
really
then.
Bad.
Took her then. Waited really until she could drill the hole.
Really
took
bad.
Her then.
And so the team and Rob Lowe go into where the nuclear reactor is.
Yeah.
And the something blows up. And they're all like, oh, what happened? Every single one of them has shrapnel in them. In their heart, in their thigh, in their neck. Basically everywhere where you're going to bleed out.
Right, all the important spots.
10 minutes to go before the season's done, the series is done. I turn to Scott and I go, they're killing them
they're
all.
Killing
they're
them
killing them all.
All.
They're killing the entire planet. They're killing it. Killing it. Rob Lowe, he gets to that button. He presses it. Slides down the wall. Dies.
They really killed him.
Commercial break.
It's not over yet?
5 months later.
No.
5 months later. 5 months later. No one died. Everyone survived. And everyone is having a good time.
That's not how that works.
Everything's great. Everything is perfectly great.
I need to get...
The ending shot is Rob Lowe in his new office in New York City going, bye, son. I love you. Praise Jesus.
Yeah, no.
That's it.
Wow.
But you know what?
It gave you what the show always gave you, which was
exactly.
Palpitations.
It was.
Yeah, and
was,
cardiac arrest.
Everything is terrible,
correct.
And yet everything worked out fine for the end. In the end.
Wow.
Beautiful storytelling.
Oh my God. Shut up. Shut up.
Okay, now that you have to listen to that forever.
I need to get Ryan Murphy on the phone immediately. And I need to be like, you have an 11th hour problem. Across the board, everything you ever do, you don't know how to wrap it up.
Mm.
Everything.
Can I tell you though?
Except you know, Naughty Pine is a serve. That was the only time your final episode worked. Itch.
You know I'm writing fan fiction, right?
Oh, you told me.
AOK? And I uploaded the first chapter. And I got a kudo, my first kudo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting. Oh, did you choose a name?
For
like a
what?
A pseudoname?
Kind of. I'm not giving it up. Not yet.
Don't. I still want to find it.
It's Buddy Fanfiction.
No, though. You did not say that.
I did. It's Buddy Fanfiction. No, that's not my name.
Oh.
It's Buddy, B-U-D-D-I-E Fanfiction. It's...
Oh, I was going to find
Edmundo
it.
Edmundo Diaz and Buck. Evan Buckley, but he goes by Buck.
Buck.
It's from the regular 911, not Reno 911.
And it's never been Reno 911.
No, it's Reno. It's Lone Star.
Correct. Is the regular 911 still going?
Yeah.
Like what, 10 seasons in or something
Athena,
crazy?
Athena,
like
Athena Grant and Bobby, their house just blew up.
Everything's blowing up.
It's good. It's a good show.
I watched an episode with y'all, and it was the, like, I think it was the bees on the plane one. Couldn't do it. Can't do it. It's too much stress.
It's so good.
Too much stress.
It's so good.
Wow, Lone Star's over. And you liked that one best, didn't you?
Scott. That one's Scott's that favorite. One's
Scott. Regular 911's your favorite?
Regular 911's my favorite. But he came around.
Okay.
He likes both of them.
Okay.
But now it's dead.
The gay ship is where that one's on Lone Star.
No, that one. Well, no, because TK and Carlos were gay on Lone Star. But Buddy and Eddie might be gay.
That's your ship on regular, right?
There's this new video. Okay, you know I'm not on social media, but I am on Blue Sky, and I do follow a couple Buddy ships accounts, and there's a little video going around of like some behind the scenes stuff. Maybe I should just show you.
Yeah, get into it. Let's see it.
Let's see if I can find it.
I'm gonna fuck with my hair while you do it. Y'all like that new Gaga song?
Do you like it?
I do. I mean, I've been listening to it over and over and over and over. It's perfect. It is like it's made to be played over and over again. Because the part that starts to repeat again.
Kind of like wangerful.
Exactly like that.
Wangerful, mini wang.
Exactly like that.
First of all, look at that.
Oh, hot.
Let's see. That's stills from the video.
Y'all feel free to follow us on Blue Sky. I just created an account this week. It's called Drag Trash at Blue Sky. Or whatever you do, Blue Ski.
I have no idea how those work.
We got the Drag Trash one. So if you just look up Drag Trash, you're going to
find
it.
Oh, do we? Here it is.
This was my day today. How was yours?
It's a hug. It's prolonged. It's not a bro hug. It's in the rain. I think they're onto something.
You think?
I think they're onto something there. Also, if that doesn't become anything, you know they're baiting. They must just be baiting already.
You know who's baiting? Well, they're baiting when they had him in this.
Oh, I've seen that picture around already.
Oh, she's a Fergit.
She's a Fergot. The gooning that happens for those two must be fierce.
You know what I did for the first time this morning?
What?
Used a neti pot.
How'd you like it? I can only imagine how you would do with one of those.
Can I tell you? When I was doing it on this side, nothing was coming out.
Okay.
And then it started to come out my eyes.
No.
And it started to come out my mouth. It was so blocked up, I started to cry, and it started to gag it out my mouth.
I don't think that's how it's supposed to work.
It's all connected, girl. And so I was like, Scott goes, okay, switch to the other side. So then I switch to the other side, and it all started to come out. Can I tell you something really gross?
Yeah.
When I, just a little bit ago, when we started filming, and I took the things out of my nose. No, it kept coming out.
Yeah.
It was some stuffed up there. And I was like, oh.
Oh, 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 oh. I see my cows out back?
Here we go.
Here we go. Part of that is we got one ply, and that was a mistake on our part. That was a mistake. The labels were not clear, and so right now we got one ply in there. Because I did the same thing. We have to stuff our noses about 3/4 of the way into makeup. Mm. And pulling it out was tricky. So it might have been why.
No.
You think you just got extra gunk in there?
No, I pulled it out, and it was running like a faucet.
Yeah, you might get that looked at. Although you did just...
It also popped to my ears. It was nice.
Well, I mean, if you did the neti earlier, then it could just be looser because of all of that.
Well, I also think I have, like, some sort of... This always drips.
Mm-hmm.
Or no.
Which one?
Always drips. Yeah. And so...
What do you know? I've seen, like, Broadway people. I saw Marsha do this recently on one of her
videos.
She's
a Broadway person?
She's a Broadway person now. She's in Cabaret.
Call me when she's in O'Mary. Titus.
The greatest. That, like,
that's going to be so funny. I would have liked to have seen, what's his name in it?
I know,
Cloaklin.
Cole Skolem.
Yeah.
I know.
If you haven't seen Search Party, you need to watch it. With him. It's like the second or third season. It's so good.
He's also in Amy Sedaris, At Home with Amy Sedaris. Mm-hmm. He plays a character named Chessie. Mm-hmm. And there's this scene that is so funny from that where Chessie is like in bed, like trying to hide from Amy, and she's mad at her about something. And Amy keeps going, Chessie. And she's like moving every time she does it. It's hilarious. Look that up.
Can I brag about myself for a little bit?
Yeah, please do.
At my old job. In New York.
Yeah.
The woman who costume designed that show, can't remember her name, but she was always in my old job. Yeah. And one day I was helping her with something and she complimented on something that I was wearing. And I said,
tell Amy.
I said, listen.
Listen.
That's all I need. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, it's true. A very well timed compliment from somebody who has taste. Like that goes a million miles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Love shit like that. That's self-confidence.
I wish I could
boost.
Remember what I was wearing, though. Because I don't remember what I was wearing.
Was it your Winona shirt?
It could have been, because I got
you get a lot of compliments on that shirt. Yeah.
But I don't know. Speaking of which, we just watched Beetlejuice 2.
I haven't seen it. How do you like? What did you think?
I liked it better than the original.
That's a high praise.
Because I think the original's kind of boring.
Oh, really? Do you know, I haven't seen the original since I was a kid. And I remember being creeped out by it, obviously.
I just really couldn't sit through it most of the time when I was a kid. It just moved a little slow.
Oh.
I thought it was pretty good. All right.
But
I will say, for a show that was trying to downplay the pedophile in it, it's all about the pedophile.
Ooh.
Her father. Because he's, like, dead in it, right? And it revolves around his funeral.
Didn't know.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
The original father in the original movie.
Yeah.
Redhead. I can't tell you his name.
I don't know either. But what was the storyline behind that? I don't remember this.
He just is a sexual predator.
And that's like the storyline in the movie?
No, that's him in real life.
Okay.
Real life. No, they weren't doing any of that.
What is this Beetlejuice movie and why did it get a sequel? That's funny.
In real life. So they killed him off. And but his face is everywhere. It was a little, just wasn't the take. It wasn't.
Yeah, you're like, kill him and call it a day.
Kill him
but
and
don't
like
have a memorial every shot.
That's kind of what it felt like. I was just like, I don't think that's the serve you thought it was.
I need to watch the original to understand because I don't know how integral he was to the story.
Oh. Scott was really mad that Barbara and the other one's not in it.
I just don't remember any of these people.
Alec Baldwin and...
Oh, right. There was another couple.
Yeah, but what's her name? Gina Davis.
Oh, that's right.
But her name is Barbara and his name is...
Sam.
Ted.
Yeah.
It's one of those.
Yeah.
Bob, Betty.
Yeah.
Betty. It's not Betty.
Alec Baldwin's character in Beetlejuice, Betty.
I will say they do a lot of practical effects and that was very
appreciated. Tim Burton still has some chops about him.
Yeah.
I heard that the Wednesday show was really, really good.
We watched the first episode.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Didn't continue with it, but I don't know if I just wasn't into it.
Just not your gig.
A
lot of people really liked it.
Yeah.
And it's coming, a second season's coming soon.
Yeah, so, I mean, give it another shot.
I just feel like he's kind of past his prime. Tim. At least how I knew him. So, like, coming up, it was, like, you know, Edward Scissorhands.
Sure.
And, like, the Batman movies, obviously. I think those are his... That has to be his best, in my opinion.
And
he sort of lost that edge. Because people sort of got what he did.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay.
Well, you know what I think happened.
What is it?
Well, everyone thinks that he did Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's right. And
Tom Selleck did it. Not Tom Selleck.
What's
his name?
I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's funny, because you're right. He was just a producer or something on that.
I mean, he did illustrate and write the story, but he didn't make that movie.
It was one of those where it's like they tried to promote it by saying, like, from the makers of, and not expecting it to do as well, and then it became such a hit that you're right. People do think it's him.
Correct.
That's interesting. I see what you're
Burton's
saying. Like
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I think what I'm hearing there too is that aesthetic that we define as him may not be him.
Well.
It's more like the person who directed that and then like the creative people.
How he interpreted the drawings that he made, yeah.
Interesting. Anyway, he's fine. There are other directors.
Yeah. Like you.
Like you and me.
And I.
And we.
And you.
Wow. Gosh, I feel last couple of weeks, I came in blazing, ready to talk. And I feel like I don't got nothing for you.
Ain't got nothing?
Got nothing.
Why not?
I don't know.
Why don't you got nothing?
Maybe it's just all of my beautiful lip gloss. It's eating up all my brain cells.
You know what we haven't talked about?
What?
My birthday.
Oh, that's right. Last week we went out for Millie's birthday. It was much fun.
We did go out. And there's a video somewhere. Maybe we'll insert it here. Anyways, it was very fun.
We went out to Hidden Gem.
Yes.
Love.
Yes. That was so fun.
Oh, it was so queer. So many cool people.
Except for that one woman at the end who liked Taylor Swift. She was a little aggressive.
She got a little aggressive, but listen, she came in pretty drunk already. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give her, I'm going to give her some grace.
Okay.
But yeah, she was getting aggressive there towards the end. We're like,
see
ya, diva.
She really didn't like you.
No, not at the end.
What did you do to her?
I don't know. So like we were all dancing on the floor at one point, kikiing.
Yeah.
And then I walked away at some point. I thought that things had sort of dispersed,
Sure.
You're out, and yeah. I don't know. And I went up to pay my tab, because we were getting ready to close out.
Ready to go.
And then I come back to the dance floor, I'm like, all right, we're ready to go, la, la, la. And, like, we're still dancing. And she comes into view or whatever. And I'm like, And she's like, oh, not you. And I was like, okay. Like,
not you.
Fine. And then I kept dancing a little bit, and she came around again, and she said something else more angry, to the point where I, like, caught eyes with you, and I go, oh, somebody's sassy tonight, or something like that. Like, maybe she's just playing around, but this is twice, and she seemed genuinely upset. And then we're leaving.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. Because, like, it's us, our
against
friends,
the world.
And these two other people, including this woman that's mad at me.
Yeah.
First of all, her friend that's with her, also very drunk, comes up and clutches my arm, and she was like, dance with her because I'm too drunk, or something like that. And I was like, okay, diva. And so we're leaving, and the friend that is dancing too much comes up to me, or I'm like, okay, bye, so lovely to meet you, because we just met, right? And she was like, I don't even remember what she said, but she maybe her most angriest was just like, goodbye, basically. Or like, that's what she said. You're excused. Like, you can leave. And I was like, okay, bye. I don't know what happened. Oh, she said, like, you left me. You left me out here. Something like that. You left us. And I was like, I didn't know I was babysitting.
First off, we don't want to dance to Taylor Swift.
Sorry. Yeah, you kind of played the wrong tune. I was out there for...
And she was, like, coming at me like this.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know this song. She kept wanting me to sing it with her. I was like...
I'm not that girl.
I don't know this song.
I'm not that girl.
I don't know this.
Yeah.
Go there!
And it was an interesting night to learn how we will get treated in drag.
First off.
Apparently everyone wants to be my friend.
Yes. I am not afraid to lean on dirty trucks with people inside of them.
That is your scene. You're right.
It's like, I gotta fix myself.
Yeah. Oh, shit, that's what
Scott
we did.
Was
I
like,
thought you were talking about going to a trucking place or something like that.
Oh,
no. Oh,
Lizard.
My God.
No, Scott was like, kept going. And I was like, why does he keep going? He's like, there's people in there. And I'm like, why do you say anything?
We stopped.
And then I walk off, and I trip. And I'm like, we haven't even gotten into the club yet.
On the way
in. I thought
in.
That right then. I was like, let's go home.
Yeah. On the way into the club, we were like adjusting her shoes. And there's a flatbed truck. There's just a truck.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it? Just a truck. Pickup truck. That's what I'm looking for. And we're leaning on the side of it. I set my purse down on it. And him and his friend, Molly, mm-hmm. are like, there's someone in there. But we didn't hear until we're done.
Because
and then
they're
look
like
back
20
in the...
feet away from
Correct.
Us already.
And then I look in the cabin and there is someone. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. They also didn't say anything.
They didn't say anything. So they must have just liked the dolls.
They don't care. They didn't care.
But it was like a kind of truck that would pick us up and kill us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
That's why I didn't feel bad leaning on it and
stuff. It was also filthy. I'm sorry I put my beautiful purse and my gorgeous clean hands on your nasty truck. Like, anyway.
Yeah.
And then I met some real estate agents, some women in business, which if you're watching, hello.
We
that
did
was
get
really
some,
fun.
Yeah, we did get some, first off.
Oh, they approached us with shots.
Jello shots.
No,
that
they came
brought.
Up. They came up. Oh, I don't know where that Jello shot came from. You
I
took
did
that.
It. I took it.
They came up with a tequila shot.
Oh.
And they're like, "Who's taking it?" And I was like, "You better get that one to me."
That's why they clung on to you.
And then they. That's true.
They're like, "Oh, the drug."
Do you know?
And I was like,
I learned this kind of early on because I was yeah. Luckily, they came out with a Jello shot from nowhere, and I was yeah. like, "That's very her speed." That is the way into yeah. party people's heart.
Mm-hmm.
If you can like down a shot easy, or if you're like ready to go party in the bathroom, if you know what I'm saying, they're with you.
That's yeah.
And I can take a shot. So like I did, I go boom.
Yeah.
And immediately they were like, ooh,
yeah.
like you can take a shot. It's not that impressive. I'm just an alcoholic.
But also I'm very standoffish. I stand and kind of just watch.
You stand off.
I do.
And that's fine. I got really talkative. And then they bought us a song because there was supposed to be a DJ.
Oh, let's get into this. It was supposed to be Gay Dance Night.
Club,
90s.
Club hits.
Gay Club 90s hits
yeah.
of the dance.
Yeah, yeah.
Lord of the Dance.
Lord of the Dance.
And
it was nothing of the
it
sort.
Was nothing. You had to pay $6 a song.
There was nothing. There was no DJ in there.
Mm-mm.
I didn't ask the staff about it, but like everybody in the bar was talking about it. In case you're from Hidden Gems and you're wondering, we were all talking about why there wasn't a DJ. But we stuck around, and I mean, the tunes were fun.
We did, yeah.
Those real estate women were picking most of them for a while because they could pay up, and they bought me Padam Padam.
They did, and yeah. they really expected you to go out there and perform.
They said, before I went out there, they're like, you're going to come out and dance for us? And I'm like, I'm going to come out and dance with you.
With you.
Because ladies. I'm sorry, you have to pay.
How
you
much?
You have to pay.
They would have paid me $20. I probably would have done a song.
If they had paid me $20 up front,
yeah.
fine. If you're not going to pay me up front, I'm expecting tips.
Well, yeah.
Because that's the system, and they need to learn that. And they need to learn that even from the casual drag artist.
I'm free.
I'm not.
I make my money.
But I did go out there and dance, and it was fun. And I made some lovely new friends.
I made some lovely
Can't
friends, too.
Can't tell you their
too.
Names.
They told us, well, I don't know if you knew this, but the women that I met, they told us that once we get on Drag Race, that they would root for us.
Oh,
and I was
good.
Like, you're so kind.
That's so kind.
And I said, not at this face.
also, and just follow us. You don't have to wait till we're on Drag Race.
Yeah.
Yeah. Support us now. You should have been like, that's fun. Pay me.
I just want a new wig.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm about to order my new wig.
When are you going to order your new wig?
I know, it's been a minute. Listen.
What?
Next paycheck, honestly. Okay. I have been waiting.
Yeah.
Because I had to take care of other shit as the year turns around. You know how that goes.
Yeah, I know how that goes.
So the end of the year is so expensive. And I'm so here for holidays because I do think that's what carries us through the winter.
Yeah.
And having to shell out a lot for every holiday is kind of a gimmick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't really want anything.
I don't either. I want to celebrate. I want to, yeah. like, you know, drink and be merry or whatever.
Sure, sure.
And the gifts are such a nice touch.
Yeah.
But that can be the bulk of your spending for a moment.
Yeah.
And then it's over.
And it's over.
Ooh, what do you think about that?
I'm a porn star.
Me too.
Me too. No.
I do chest shots.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. Not my hair. This is expensive.
Oops,
not baby. My real hair.
Not my real hair. I'm going to have to go and get different hair.
Yeah. Not
this is
one.
Not my root and
not,
wig.
Not this one.
No. That would be a very good root and wig if she was secure,
yeah.
though. You
yeah.
got to taper down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a little beauty supply wig in the next room that I would just slap on.
You know,
something you can see through.
I almost wore the Drew tonight, today.
Cause oh, yeah.
I kind of, but I wished it was bigger. We need to figure out how to tease it.
We need to start experimenting with teasing and stacking. I think that's our next project.
I like that.
Yeah, for wigs.
I know, it's just so expensive.
It's expensive.
And honestly, yeah, I'll make my clothes. You can make the wigs.
I'm fine with that. I think that I'm entering the skill area for that. Thank you. I've been fussing with it the whole time.
You got it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And yeah, I feel like that could be my route.
Yeah.
And I like that we can kind of balance each other out like that. Because I was thinking, I was like, I want to make so many more drag clothes. I'm just so bad at starting up. And then when we do it, I enjoy it so much.
Yeah.
And then I was like, maybe that's the point, is that we make stuff together.
I was talking to...
Maybe we're a co-design team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like Perenza Scula. You know them?
Fabergé.
Yeah.
Egg.
Yeah. Fabergé and egg.
Yeah, that's a duo.
It's true.
I know it is.
So shut up. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Ugh.
Talking to me like that and insisting that I don't know what Fabergé and egg are.
Okay, listen.
Two different people. Read it.
Russian eggs are exemplary. You know, people, there's like $40,000 worth of eggs stolen right now.
Real eggs.
Real eggs.
Just out there in the black market. Okay.
That's
what happened? What happened there?
Was it 40,000? It was a lot of
money.
That's
a lot.
Well, it was a lot of money in eggs.
I hope they don't have bird flu. Because you know why that's why they're so expensive, right? Because they can't keep the bird flu.
Did you know that the CDC released that bird flu can...
transfer to mammals now.
Cats. Wild cats can get it.
There's a human case here already.
The CDC took it down within minutes.
Girls, I saw it on the news before it happened. There has been a human case of the bird flu. It's still very rare to get in mammals, but it is happening. And if they take it down, and if the CDC isn't on top of it,
yeah,
I can't get serious on this show anymore. But basically, like, we will all get bird flu for no goddamn good reason because of website shit. And because, well, not just because of website shit, but because of deregulation.
Spit it out. Spit it out.
Stop eating eggs.
I don't like eggs.
I can live without them.
I wrote an entire chapter in my book about people raw dogging eggs.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it is.
People putting them in their smoothies and shit raw. Crazy.
Oh, no, the woman makes them all eat eggs.
Just straight out of that shell?
Yeah.
Gross.
Shell and all. Eat it all. I write weird stuff.
I live. that's gross.
Mm.
Eggs and baking. That's what's going to be tough.
Eggs and bacon.
Eggs and bacon. No, in baking.
Are you trying to get rid of eggs?
I'm saying if we can't have eggs, it's going to be tough to have baked goods without them. There are ways around that, but like there's a lot of really good... I'm going to sub all my baked goods with just applesauce.
No, instead of eggs, you put the applesauce.
Is that how that works?
I'm trying to think.
Is it a rising agent?
Wait, let me see. Let me think. Because when I used to make fat-free cakes... I would.
There are ways around it. I know there are, and there's artificial eggs. What?
It's puree pumpkin. You put puree pumpkin in with any cake mix,
and it has the rising.
You don't
effects
need milk.
Of egg.
You don't need egg.
Oh, and dairy replacement.
Yeah, you just put so it that has the puree of pumpkin in it with any kind of cake mix. You're good.
Really?
Essentially fat free.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, no fat in
rise as well.
Yeah, sometimes the middle kind of sinks.
Okay.
But you gotta cook it longer. It's because pretty
so you're getting, that makes a lot of sense because then you're basically doing like souffle shit.
Yes.
Like a flourless chocolate cake and any cheesecake and stuff like
correct.
That, it's gonna have like, yeah, situation.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Although cheesecake has eggs, whatever.
Yeah, pumpkin puree.
Okay.
I assume it works with any puree. Try it out. Can you buy canned puree of anything else?
Yeah.
Like what?
No, I don't know.
tomato.
Oh.
Put that in a chocolate cake. What do you think that tastes like? Do you think you would
I bet somebody's tried it.
Mm.
I wonder, though, because some unconventional flavors, when mixed into sweet baked goods, are very interesting.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, think about carrot cake.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, carrot cake is delicious.
Well, I don't like carrot cake.
Oh, love.
Especially when it has like bits
the shredded
of carrots
carrot. I love that. It's just different, right? Too.
Gross.
I like that you can get, yeah, like a vegetable cake. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a cake, but it also has vegetables in it, so it's like not as bad. So it's like I'm being healthy, but I'm having cake. What does it mean? saw you show your boobs to the class.
I
expelled.
Oh,
I'm your teacher now. Boom. What is this look? Who is she giving?
I like it. It looks very mysterious on camera.
It does. I also like when I first pulled this out of the drawer. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like that you can kind of see through that. It's crumply. I like when a tool like this gets kind of crumply.
Yeah.
Especially if it's like a lot of it, it can look really cool, kind of crumpled.
Yeah, trash.
Yeah, trash.
Trash is right.
Trash is right. Oh, that's what I was going to say earlier.
Pants it would be rule.
Really, really cute. Pants rule.
Pansexual.
Skirts
rule.
Pansexual.
Pans rule.
So brautiful, wow. So brautiful guy, wow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gay or trans? We're just quoting some of our comments, listen, which if you haven't scoured our page, there's just a handful of them out there, and they're very...
I finished a really good book last weekend.
What was it called?
Andromeda. It's about a woman, early 20s,
okay,
who goes to work at a publishing house,
okay,
and says something to an older man. The older man likes her opinion and hires her as his assistant. And she kind of starts to fall in love with him.
Interesting.
But it's so much more.
Oh.
And then it switches about halfway through.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good premise. I like that.
Yeah.
Good teaser.
He's like an editor for a very specific imprint in the publisher where he's like only picking new and exciting different books.
Oh, so part of the allure and the way that he can capture the girls is that you've got taste.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It might get me. I mean, that person that complimented you that time, if she was like, hey.
And then you're stuck with Neil Gaiman.
Listen, power dynamics in relationships, in sexual relationships, are very real.
No, they're not.
You have to think about that.
Heinous.
Heinous.
You're spreading heinous lies.
No, I'm not. Trying to keep us on the ground here. You're trying to take us into Teletubby Portis to Mars.
Which Teletubby would you be?
I don't know a one of them.
Well, you know their colors, right?
Sure. Green.
Okay. What colors are there? There's a purple.
Red.
Yellow. Green.
Green.
Blue?
Yeah, I think that's
I'd be the blue one.
Yeah, the blue one.
I like the blue.
We just pick our favorite colors.
Teletubbies.
Which, what's that?
Winky.
Okay, that's another one.
La.
Poe is one.
Poe.
What's the other one? Sorry. Gypsy.
Tata. It's not Gypsy, is it?
Winky, La, Gypsy, Poe sounds right, but I'm thinking...
it is Gypsy.
Is it?
Tipsy?
Let's look it up.
Tipsy?
Titsy.
Titsy.
Tits McGee.
Titsy.
Titsy Mattel.
Did you know they're like gay famous now?
Well, because you know that they're like certified like supporters of the LGBTQ community, and they like go to fucking DragCon and shit.
Exactly.
Tinky Winky.
Dipsy.
I was very close with Gypsy.
I'm Dipsy. Glad it's not Gypsy.
That would be highly offensive.
Well, listen, that wouldn't be the first time.
No, that would not be the first time. Wow. Abracadabra, bra, ooh, la, la. Do you have any thoughts to give the children for the week before they go out and live?
Remember, if you have to eat a light bulb, do it glass first. Because if you do it metal first, you're never going to get through that glass.
You're never going to get there in time.
So just... eat it glass first.
That's how I do it. Remember.
Turtles are your friend.
Yeah, not your enemy. So get them off of the road.
Ooh,
oh. That turtle, it can't move fast enough. Sad. Oh, also, don't try to take a shell off a turtle. That's attached.
Oh,
that's
did you
part
try
of their body.
That?
No, I think that people I think that people still have a misconception and children do this.
Mm.
That's all attached.
It grows with them.
Correct.
It's like my snail.
Correct. And they can feel it. So don't be knocking and shit on that or scraping or drawing. Like, that's their skin.
That's their skin.
Yeah.
Rough and scaly like my feet.
Yeah. Turtle feet. Teenage Mutant Turtle feet.
That is some Epstein shit right there.